Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Beis. We're going to start Samach Aleph on the Beis. That's six lines up from the bottom. More yesterday, Hakoda Machlokas on the top of Samach Aleph on the Beis. Shachat Lemulin Amrashi's Chapabro Arelin Bezrika. That was the top of the Amud. If you do a Shechita, Shechitas HaPesach properly for the people who have Bris Milah, but you have in mind the. Sorry, hopefully my voice will be okay today. Bezos Hashem. Do our best. You have in mind that the zrika should be have a chalos and have significance related to arelim. So is that a problem if the shechita is perfect and the zrika is l'shem arelim? So that was a machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rabba. Rav Chisda said it's possible and Rabba said it's kosher. What's the svara for their machlokas? So we had svara number one yesterday. Pshat, what the machlokas is about? The machlokas is about yesh machsheves arelim bezrika or ein machsheves arelim bezrika. Does a machsheves arelim pass? And we went through the brisa yesterday that it's a machlokes how to interpret the brisa, because the brisa says that there are two psukim in the parsha of Arlos. There's a pasuk that says kol arel lo yochal bo, and then it says zos. Actually, zos is before zos at the beginning of the parsha, but that's what it says. It says kol arel and zos. So what's the machlokes? So first, Rav, one opinion said that kol arel means a full arlus machshava by shechita is a problem. Mixas arlus, only thinking some arlus and some mulin by shechita is not a problem. Zos, but this is only by shechita. When it comes to zrika, nothing's a problem. That was the first opinion. That's how Rabbi interpreted the brisa. The other opinion says no. Call arlus by shechita and is a problem, and mixas arlus is not a problem. But by zrika, even mixas arlus is a problem. Meaning it's even more chamor, that more kal. That was Rav Chisda. That's the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda. So now this Gora is going to ask that interpretation of the psukim, based on the interpretation of the brisa, is not mochrach, is not for sure. So mask of Rav Ashi, six lines up, mimai dehai v'chol arel kula mashma. How do I know that step one, according to all the opinions, is that kol arel means a machshava of complete arlus, that your machshava is totally to shech this l'shem to all arelim. How do you know that's step one? And then the zos is a question of whether you're saying zrika is more machber or more mekel. Maybe you don't get it. You don't get the first base. The haivachal arel kula mashma. How do you know that kol arel is kula mashma? Dilma haivachal arel mashma kolduhu arla. Maybe kol arel. All arlus means kaldu. Sometimes you find kol meaning all. Sometimes you find it meaning any. So maybe kol arel means here any little bit of arlus. That's how we would have interpreted the pasuk of kol arel. And that's why, because of Rahman is zos, you need the extra pasuk of zos to add to ika kula arla. To teach me, no, it's not just mixas, but you need kol arlus to be pasul. But if this is the case, then zos is teaching me something about the parsha where it's written, about the shechita. Nothing to do with limiting or expanding it to zrika, lo pasla, lo shna, b'shchita, v'lo atika kula arla lo pasla, lo shna b'shchita, v'lo shna b'zrika. Until you have kula arla, a thought of total arlos, it's not pasla, and there's no difference between shchita and zrika. So then this isn't a makar, bein l'rabba, bein l'rav chista, this wouldn't be a good makar. Because again, as I just reviewed it before, both of them say that step one is kol arel is kol arlus, and then zos tells me should you go up or down when it comes to zrika. But according to this interpretation, it could be that no, they need zos to teach me in this parsha lugufe yitzrich. You needed to teach me that even by just shechita you need kol arlus, and then there's no limud to tell me anything about zrika. So then you don't have any basis for the machlokas anymore. So what else could this machlokas be about? Which again, the machlokas, all we have is shachtu lemulan. It's the first line of Amud Beis here. Shachtu lemulan amarashis chapar arelim bezrika. So how else could that be interpreted? So we have a second shot what the machlokas could be about. Ella amar Ravashi. Ravashi gives a different shot. Rav Chisda v'Rabba b'hai krok hamitfluki. Really, they're arguing about a different issue. As the pasuk says, by zrika, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. Zrika, the sprinkling of the blood, brings a kapara, a love, on the person. A love velo al chaveiro. And the drasha is, the zrika only works for the person himself, the bialim himself, but not for his friend. A different owner in mind for the zrika, it does not achieve kapara for that person. Who is chaveiro that's going to cause a psul if you do the zrika for that chaveiro? And Rashi explains here that the machlokas is going to be about arelim, but not arelim per se. The issue is arelim that were not nimne on the karbon. Arilu Manatnim the carbon. Are those problematic thoughts or not? When you think of an Arel who is part of your carbon, that for sure is a problem, says Rashi, according to everybody. The machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda is, if you think of an Arel that's not Nimna on your carbon, is that somebody in the Parsha? Is that somebody, you have to be in the Parsha in order to apostle. As Gemara sometimes says, Gemara says in Zvachim, Mina Machriv. You have to have somebody who's in the Parsha in order to destroy, in order to say it's a bad machshava. Like we said yesterday, if you have L'shem Akum by a carbon seabor, it doesn't work because they're not shayach. Akum could bring their own carbonus, but they're not shayach to a carbon seabor. They're not on the page. So to here, when you have an Arel that's not Nimne, that's what Rashi says. Fourth line of Rashi. Upa Arelim She'enon Menuyin U'mishamachsheves Shalolim Nuyav Pligi. The Machlokas is about a case of Arelim who are not Nimna. So the Gemara says, Rabba Savar Chaveru Dum Yedidei. Which type of friend passels, if you think that, will shame that friend for a Zrika? Dum Yedidei, similar to the person himself. Mahu Debar Kapara, just like the person himself can achieve Kapara through the Zrika. Av Chaveru Debar Kapara, so to his friend, La Fuke Hai Arel, La Bar Kapara Hu. Excluding this Arel, who is an Arel, therefore he can't bring the current Pesach. Again, it's not literally Kapara here. Kapara here means, get the chalos of the carbon. A carbon Pesach is not l'shem kapara. It's l'shem mitzvah. But kapara here is being used loosely that you get the effects of the carbon. So it says, Rabbah, just chaveru demididei, just like you can achieve the kapara, so to your friend. So if you have a friend who cannot achieve kapara with his carbon, he's an RL, so then you say, the thinking about him doesn't ruin it. Because he's like thinking about somebody, it's too far away. If you think of somebody too far away from this carbon, he's mufka from this carbon, so then he is not going to cause problems in order to passel this carbon. That is Shitas Rabba. So again, even though Lamaisa, this guy has to bring a carbon Pesach, he's an Arel. So he has to do that, he has to get a Mila, if he can. So if he does it, he's going to get Kareis if he has a choice about it. But still, because right now, practically, he cannot get the effects of this carbon Pesach, so therefore he's mufka from the carbon, and thinking about him doesn't pass him. That's Rabba. For Rav Chisda Savar, no. Hi Arel Nami, Kivan Debar Chiyuvahu. Since he does have a Chiyuv of carbon Pesach, fine, practically, he can't bring it in the state that he's in now, but still, because he can bring it, and because he has the Chiyuv to bring it, Bar Kaparahu. Why? Howil de'iba'i miskin nafshe. Because after he won, since he can get a bris, and therefore be roi to get a kapara from this karban, so too you say howil, and therefore he is considered in the parsha of this karban. So that's the machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Chisda. Nothing to do with yesterday, machsheves, Arel and Bezrika, it's a specific issue. When you have an Arel who's not part of your group, and you think, l'shem, that person, during your Shechita, for the Zrika, so does that possible your carbon? Is an RL that's not Nimne in the Parsha, or not? That's the Machlokas.
So, what
would Rav Chisda say that someone was an honest friend? Oh, so we're going to get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second, yeah. Asks the Gemara, we're going to relate back to something we did before, Daf Memvav, earlier. What do we have Machlokas here, Rav Chisda and Rabba, about a type of Hoil? You say, one second, on Daf Memvav, we had a Machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Chisda about Hoel, but there were opposite Shitas there. Umi Yisla, the Rav Chisda Hoel? Does Rav Chisda say Hoel? Here Rav Chisda said Hoel. Since he could do a Bris Mila, so too, we say, it's as if he had a Bris Mila. So since we had a whole Machlokas there, since guests might come, but they were the opposite Shitas, does he say Hoel? It's what we had earlier on Daf Memvav, Ha'ofem Yantiv L'chol. If somebody bakes from Yantif for a weekday, so is that an Isser D'Oraisa or is that an Isser D'Rabbanan? That was a Machlokas. Rav Chisda Amar Loker. Rav Chisda said, you get Malkus for that. It's an Isser D'Oraisa. Rabba Amar Eino Loker. Rabba said, no, you don't get Malkus. Rabba Amar Eino Loker. Rabba says, you don't get Malkus if you cook from Yontif to weekday. Amrin and Hoel. V'imikloy lil archim chazilei. Because Rabba holds, since guests might come at any moment, so therefore, the cooking that you're doing could be ro'i for them. So even though you don't see guests right now, hashtanami chazilei, so you're below lucky. But you still say inherently this act is a mutter act, and therefore you say Hoel, and it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. It's only D'Rabbanan, that's how the Gemara said, that's how an Erev Tavshilin can function. Because an Erev Tavshilin can work if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Rav Chisda Amar Loker, Rav Chisda says, no, you do get Malkus if you cook from Yontif to weekday. Lo Amrin and Hoel, you don't say Hoel, right? He doesn't hold of Hoel. So that's the Kasha. We have a Stira. We have a Stira in Rabba and Stira in Rav Chisda. So what's going on here? Just a couple of points about this Hoel before we continue. Yisrael just asked before, which is discussed in the Achronim, the later Achronim discuss, what if it's a case where a person cannot get a bris milah halachically? So does Rav Chisda still hold of his Hoel in that case? Remember, the Hoel still, since he could get a bris, so too it's as if he has a bris, and therefore he's in the Parsha. What if Erev Pesach, sorry, let's say the first case that Yisrael mentioned, what if his hemophilia in the family? So he can't get a bris called the Sakaras Nefashas. And he's not allowed to get a bris. The Halacha says he's not allowed to get a bris. Does Rav Chisda say Hoel even in that case? Right, that's the issue of Rashi or Benetan that we've discussed. So even Rashi, who usually says that's considered an RL, but is that an RL where you would say Hoel about? Discussion in the Achronim. Or I'll give you another example. What about, and okay, this is quoted by Rabbi Kiva Eger in a tshuva, Simon Kufay and Dalet. The tshuva was about, he was asked by someone, what happens if, let's say it's a Mila Shalom Bismano. We know that a Bris Mila that's done Bismano is Docha Shabbos. But let's say it's a Mila Shalom Bismano, it's not on the eighth day. That's not Docha Shabbos. So if it's before day eight, you do a Bris Mila on day four, day five, let's say Chas V'Shalom is a mistake in the hospital, and they mal a baby on day five. It's possible. The baby is still an RL. Bris before day eight does not work. You need Hatavas Dan Bris. So let's say it's 3 weeks after, and you're supposed to do the Bris Mila on Sunday, but you got a, whatever it was, you did it on Shabbos by mistake. Mila Shalom Bismano on Shabbos. Is that an effective Mila? Or do you still need Atavas Dan Bris? That was the question that was asked Rabbi Kiva Eger. So he gets into the discussion of the sugya at the beginning of Maseches Tumura, where the Gemara discusses Kol Milsa Damar Achmana Lo Sevid Yavid Mahani or Yavid Lo Mahani. If the Torah tells you not to do something and you do it, is it effective or not? There are some times where there's an effect from an Isser. For example, a coin goes over to a grusha and says Harayam Kudash Libitavazu. A coin in a divorced woman, that works. That works. They're married. They violated an aveir, but they're married. Versus, if you go over to your sister and say, Hari Amukudesh is Libet Abazu, it doesn't work. That's Chayvei Krisus. So there are different examples. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. So the Gemara discusses there what's the rule and what's the exception. So here, Rav Kivager relates it to that sugya. Here the Torah says not to do the Mila. So not to do the Mila Chora. So you should say, Yavid Lo Mahani. If you say it doesn't work, you should have to do Atavas Dan Bris again. So he goes back and forth in this sugya. But then he says, I have a Rai from our Gemara. What's the right from our Gemara? Because what about an Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos? What about our case? There's no limitations in our Gemara between the Machlokas and Rav Chisda and Rabbah. So L'chora, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, our Gemara is even including the case where Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. What's that? Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? Hoel, you could do the bris today? What do you mean? It's Chil Shabbos. Obviously the bris isn't going to work, so what's the Gemara talking about? Harai, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the fact that the Gemara wasn't mechalik, it must be that even in that case, Rav Chisda would hold of Hoel, why? Because if you would do it b'dieved, it would work. That's the Rai from our Gemara. That you see, Hoel applies even when there would be Isser. Maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger would say it even in the first case. Even in the case with Sakaras Tafashas, you're not allowed to do it, but let's say you do it, then you take a chance that you live, so then it would still be a good bris. That's his riot. Become a Lanias Dati the Gardina, so he thinks it's going to work. He says, after all, even if you do a bris incorrectly, you still accomplish something. A Tavas Dan Bris doesn't mean you have to do a bris again. We had Mesech Shabbos, you make a brach on a Tavas Dan Bris. That was a machlokas. But again, you might have affected something, even if you still have to do a Tavas Dan Bris. That's Rebbe Kivaga's Raya for Mar Gemar. That's point number one on the issue of Hoel. What about a case where you have to violate an Isser to do it? Number two, Rabbeinu David points out, which some of you might have been thinking, that these two Hoels aren't exactly the same thing. We're going to have a third one on Amid Beis. Every time you can say since, you know, you compare them, since this, since that. Rabbeinu David here says that they're very different. Ba'ot kasha. Shara'inu doma hoel shenemar ba'ofem yantav lachol lahol zeb. They're very different. The hoel shalom yantav lachol humishum shetolno shayavo archim. Hoel over there is that you think that archim are going to come. So, shetia ha'ofa ru'ulahem v'esha ha'asuyin lavo. It's like even probable. Guests always come. So therefore, that's a hoel. That's what you could say hoel. But over here, what? It's probable that you're going to do the bris? This is when you do it, you're not going to do it. Second, you can bev a hoel. So that's why he says, Lomaskana, we're going to reject this comparison. We're going to have in a few minutes of rejection. He's going to interpret that that's a rejection of the comparison between the two different hoels. But that's what, as Rabbeinu David said, that it's two different hoels really going on here. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara again said that you have over here a machlokas. So you just came in. The machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Chisda. If you have a machshava, if you think about an oril that is not part of your group, does that passel? Says Rabbah, it does. Which one is which? Rabbah says it does not passel. Why? Because an oril that's not part of your group, he's not in the parsha of Karban Pesach because he's an oril. So thinking about him is not going to passel. Rav Chisda said it is going to passel because theoretically he could do a bris. He could do a bris on himself. Hoel, he could do a bris. Therefore, he's considered in the parsha. So we have a stira, because that's soser, the applicant, the machlokas, about Hoel earlier. So Bishlama says the Gemara. Bishlama de Rabba, ad Rabba lo kasha. No stira in Rabba. Rabba earlier did not hold of Hoel, and did hold of Hoel, and over here he does not hold of Hoel. So it says, what's the difference? Hacha mechusar maisa. Hasam to lo mechusar maisa. It's a big difference. Over here, you have to do an action in order to change what's going on here. You have to do bris milah. So we don't say, Hoel, wait, you're going to have to do something. Over there, you don't have to do anything. Guests come on their own. So if guests are going to come on their own, so you're not doing anything. You're just doing your own business. So guests are going to come. Where you don't have to do anything, so then you say Hoel. Over here, you don't say Hoel because a maisa is required. El to Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda Kasha. According to Rav Chisda, what's the difference? Or Rav Chisda says you say Hoel even here, where you have to do an action. So surely, in a case where you don't have to do an action, Tosas just points out on top that the Gemara earlier had related a case of Hoel even to a case where you have to do an act about Katisha, about grinding up the dirt and putting it on the ground on the Kisei Hadam. Gemara Daf Mem Zayin had said that. So there also, you have to do an action. So the Gemara there related Hoel over there to even where you have to do an action. Tosas says, don't compare the action of grinding and the action of Mila. That's all Tosas says. Tosas on top. The Tiri Zri, Tahai Maisa de Mila Chashiv Tfei. So Lechora, what Tosas means is that there's a difference between an act and what does Tosas mean? What's the difference between this act? The Maisa Mila? Oh, it's just a stronger, more painful act? No, it's not that. The difference is that you're here, you're changing the status of the person. It's not stam that you're doing an action versus no action. No, here is a maisa that's changing the gavra from an arel to a malul. That's somewhere you don't say hawil where the person is a different status. That's what Tosos means. But you get over there, so katisha, you're going to grind up, you're going to cover the dam. That's not changing any status, that's a little act. So here, that's what the Gemara really means here. By mechusar maisa, it's an act that's going to change the status. That's when you don't say hawil. So that's all within Rabba. So according to Rabba, the difference is Mechusar Maisa, not Mechusar Maisa. But according to Rav Chisda Kasha, according to Rav Chisda, is there anything better about our case than the other case? So it says the Malo HaRom in the back, 1 second. I can think of something better. The difference is whether it's Biyado or not. Do you control it? Fine, you don't have to do an act, but maybe our case is better. Because at least here it's in your control to do Bris Milah. You can decide, maybe guests aren't going to come. You can't force guests to come. So maybe you should say, according to Rav Chisda, you know why you say Hoel here? Says the Malo HaRom, because it's Biyado. But Sheikin over there, it's not Biyado. You can't control the guests. So he says, Lachor, you have to say it is Biyado. You could go and invite. You could go put up signs and be Machiz Archim. So you have to ask that, unless you say that, you don't know why does the Gemara suggest that? So Hoel Vishrami Le Archim. The question is, what kind of chances are there? Is that all in your control? So according to this Svara, we're trying to figure out why one case you would say Hoel more than the other case. So the first side was that it's more probable, but the Malo HaRom is saying, but you could cause it. If you could cause it, doesn't that show that it's more of a Maisa Heter there? So then, or not less of a Maisa Heter there, so that's the Kamash Lan. They say it must be equal. It must be that both be other. You could do Bris Milah, and you can invite guests. Okay, so that is the Kasha though. So according to Rav Chisda, it's a Stira. So Amri says the Gemara, Ki Les Le Rav Chisda, Hoel Lekula, Lechumra, Islay. Really, Rav Chisda, when does he not hold of Hoel Lekula? To say that your putter, when you cook on Yontif to weekday, that he's going to say you're chayiv, because that's he's not going to give you a kula from it. But here it would be saying Hoel Lekula. He's going to say Hoel to say that since if you don't say Hoel here, so then you're going to say thinking about this Arel is not going to possible. That's going to be a kula. He doesn't say Hoel Lekula. He says Hoel Lechumra, but not Hoel Lekula. That is the answer to the Stira and Rav Chisda. Tosfos points out, again, the second Tosfos, an important point. 1 second. This sounds like a Din Drabanan. That really he holds up Hoel, but Lekula he's not going to say it. But over there, let's say you cook on Yontif, or over here, in our case. What's going to happen here? What did Rav Chisda say? He says, you hold up Hoel, and therefore this Machshava is going to passel your Karban, and you're going to have to bring another Karban. There's an Issa D'Oraisa of Avaz Chulun La'Azara. What, this is a Din Drabanan, you're going to be machrik, you don't say Hoel Lekula. But you're going to have to bring another carbon to the base of Mikdash. Isn't that a problem of Havas Chulun La'Azara? That's Tosas' question. Nira, Rav Chisda L'Pasal El Midra Abanan. Second Tosas. To be the Arisa L'Shaich L'Chalik, Mechumra Be'Kula. Umi the Arisa L'Armin and Hoel Klal Afil L'Chumra. Really, Maker Adin, he doesn't hold of Hoel at all. He's just not going to give you a Kula. Go down 10 lines. Ve'en L'Hakshos. Imi the Abanan, Heich Yishchai Pesach Acher. Hakamaisi Chulun La'Azara. Right, Tosas, how you make Chulun La'Azara? Tosas says, no, you don't have a problem. Just don't do the Zrika. If you don't do the Zrika, then for sure it doesn't become a Kasher Karban. You're not going to do the Zrika, the Mamela is going to be Nosar, etc. Then you have to bring another carbon. But the Chiddush of Tosfos is that even because of this Drabanan problem, you're allowed to cause it to become Pasul. Tosfos doesn't emphasize that. But here, Tosfos says, oh, don't worry about it because you're going to end up making a Pasul for sure. So still, you're causing it to become Pasul. You're purposely not going to do the Zrika. That's still a Chiddush. But still, it's less of a Chiddush than just saying it's a pure Drabanan and you're going to bring another carbon. Okay, let's continue. Amalei, now we move. Amalei, Marzucha Breder of Mari Loravina. Let's get back to the discussion we were saying yesterday. Yesterday, if you remember the middle of Amid Beis, we were discussing whether a machshava of Arlus pasels. Whether you say if you have a machshava for people who don't have a bris milah, does that pasel? And the Gemara had two models to compare the machshava of Arlus to. Do you compare it to a thought of Tumah? Where we say Tumah is a more makel type of thought, if you have Kavana L'Shem Tmeim, or do you compare it to Pigol? Those were the two poles, the two models you're comparing it to. Is Arlos compared to Tumah or compared to Pigol? The Gemara is now going to ask, what was the case of Tumah being compared to? So Gemara says, Ketani we had yesterday, Ho of Arlo Poselas, V'Tumah Poselas, just like we had these two thoughts, Ma Tumah Lo Asaba Mixas Tumah Kachol Tumah. This is quoting from the conversation yesterday. Just like by Tumah, the Gemara had said, if you think of a whole group, some Tummy, some Tahar, that's not a problem. Af Arlo Lo Asaba Mixas Arlo Kachol Arla. So to Arla, we compare to Tumah. So Hai Tumah Hiki Dami. What's Tameh, or who's Tameh, in the discussion of that Braisa? Where the Braisa said that if you think of some people, some partial Tameh, some not Tameh, it doesn't ruin the whole thing. What's Tameh in that case? So, hey, Chidami, you have two options. Ilema b'tumas gavri, are we talking about people were Tameh? Umay lo asaba mixas tumah kachol tumah, and what does it mean that if you think of mixas tumah, some people who are tummy doesn't pasul. Diika arba v'chamisha gavre tameyin v'arba v'chamisha gavre tahorin. There are 10 people in your group, 5 are tummy, 5 are tahar, and you think of the entire group. Is that what the case is talking about? And that it does not cause problems for the rest of the chabura. Lo pasul tumah lo tahorin. Is that what it's saying? That's fine. That could work out. But then the problem is as follows. Gabi Arlanami, Holo Pasli Ditran Lamularian's Kosher. But we also know from the Mishnah that if you think of a whole group, some of them are Elim, some of them are Mulim, it also doesn't pasel. So then, why yesterday would the Gemara not have any question about the Tumah case and had a question about the Aril case? We said, what's the case of Aril? Do you compare it to Tumah? But it's the same halacha. Why is one more Pasha than the other? Maishna Tumah de Pshitale, U Maishna Arla de Masaftale. So the Gemara says, if it's talking about Tumas Gavra, there's no reason for us to think one's more problematic than the other one. So Gemara says, it must be talking about a different case. El Wabit Tumas Basar. Not that the people were Tameh, but that the meat of the Karbanos was Tameh. Umay, and then what does it mean? Lo Asaba Mixas Tumah Kachol Tumah. So what's the case that if you think partial Tumah, full Tumah, what's the case? The following. Dilu Itmi Chad Me'ivarim. What does it mean? That if part of the meat becomes Tameh, it's okay. Burn the piece of meat that became Tameh, and then eat the piece of meat that didn't become Tameh. That's what it means, that partial Tumah doesn't affect the whole item. So that's what the Gemara says, that's what it means, and that's a Chiddush, and that's what it means Tumah in the first line of the Braisa. Says the Gemara though, b'mayu kimta b'tumas basar. What are we talking about? What did we just say? That it's talking about where the basar becomes tameh, ema seifa. Says the Gemara, really there are three lines of the Braisa that talk about tumah. So we're going to have to figure out which tumah is being discussed in each of the three lines. So the first one we just said is talking about the basar becoming tameh. So we said that's fine for line one, but line two it doesn't fit. And then we're going to say even for line two, line three doesn't fit. That's going to be the structure of the rest of the Yomid. So ema seifa, the next line of the Braisa says the following line. From yesterday, done in davar she'ino noig b'chol asvachim, we davar she'ino noig b'chol asvachim. We said, why do you compare Arul to Tameh in contrast to Pigol, to that type of thought? Because you're comparing Tumah and Arul, which does not apply to all karbanos. It's special by Pesach. Ve'ino val yochiach, and don't compare it to Zman, to a thought where of Pigol, she'noig b'chol asvachim, because Pigol, thinking during the Shechita that you're going to do the Zrika in the improper time, that applies to all karbanos. That's why the Gemara Braisa had said, compare Tumah and Arel in contrast to Zman. But now the Gemara says, Umay Tumah. Which Tumah are we talking about that only applies to Pesach? Inema Tumas Basar. If it's Tumas Basar, like we just said, the first line of the Braisa is talking about, Amay Inanoi B'chol Esvachim. That halacha, where part of a carbon becomes Tameh and the other part doesn't, that's a halacha that applies to all carbonas. So therefore, it can't be talking about Tumas Basar. Ela Pshita B'Tumas Gavri. It must be a special din about Tumas Gavra, where the person is Tame. Umay Itanoi B'Chol Hazvach. And what does the line mean? What does this line mean? That Tuma and Arel only apply to Pesach and not to other Karbanos. Dila B'Chol Hazvach and Arel V'Tame Mishachim Karbanos Sayim. Because by all other Karbanos, if an Arel, if I don't have a Bris Mila and I want to send a Karban Chatas, not a problem. If I'm an Arel and I want to send the Karban Ola, not a problem. If I'm Tame and I want to send the carbon, not a problem. Tuma of the person and RL is only a problem by Pesach. So that's what it means. But somebody who's an RL and Tameh cannot send their carbon Pesach to the base of Megdash. So Reisha B'Tumas Basav, Seba B'Tumas Nachri. So is that what should we say? Remember, we have three lines of the Brisa. So we just explained that the first line of the Brisa has to mean Tumas Basar. The second line of the Brisa has to mean Tumas Gavri. Are the people Tameh or the meat Tameh? So you're going to tell me it's two different cases in the Brisa? That's not so smooth. So the Gemara says, "Amar le'in." Yeah, you're right. It's two different cases in the Braisa. Shame tuma kaparach. It's all tuma. So what? That some of it means where the buster is tummy, some of it means where the people are tummy. It's okay. It can be two different cases. Chuan ha'ara. The Gemara here says that a tummy person can send his karbanos. And an Ariel can send his karbanos. Only by Karban Pesach that doesn't apply. So it's very halachal ma'isa. That's right. Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach is going to come today. We're all going to be tummy. Right, we're all Tamei. We all have to wait 7 days to get the Paradu in the base of Megdash. So we all owe a lot of Karbanos. Anybody who's been blessed with children, their wife owes a Karban, a couple Karbanos for every child. Right? We've all been Machal Shabbos, Meshogeg a lot of times. We all, if we remember, we're going to have to bring Karbanos. Can we send them tomorrow? Can we send them tomorrow? We're all Tamei. So you read this Gemara, it sounds like we're all Tamei. We can. Only by Karban Pesach is a problem. So there is a Rambam. There's a Rambam, so we'll see. We pass him like this Rambam. We'll have to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So the Rambam says that any Tamei can send the carbon except somebody who's Tamei Mace. Somebody's Tamei Mace, based on a Gemara, the Rambam writes in Hilchos B.S. Mikdash, Tamei Sheretz, the Chayosibo, the Ha'arel, Mishalchon, Karbon Oseyin, they can send the carbon except for Karbon Pesach. Aval Tamei Mace, a Makrivenal of Karbon Klal Ashi Yitar. So according to the Rambam, none of us can bring carbonus for a week. Right? We're going to have to wait till we get Paraduma, get sprinkled on this third and the seventh day. And then we'll be able to bring our karbanos. But the Gemara here doesn't, some ask that the Gemara here isn't mechalik between different types of tumah. But that is the Shitas Rambam. In any case, the Gemara here says by all other tumas, if somebody's a Balkari, if somebody is, other types of tumah, Zav, Zava, Nida, any of the other, they can't go into the base of Migdash. They can't go in because somebody's tummy cannot go into certain parts of the base of Migdash, but they can bring their karbanos. But either way, what's the Gemara up to? We're trying to figure out what the word tummy means in the Brisa that we had yesterday. It uses the word tummy at three stages in the Brisa. So the first we said, line one sounds like a song about Tumas Basar. Second line seems like a song about Tumas Gavre. Is that okay? People tummy? Okay. That's the first answer. Second answer, no. Maybe you could have an interpretation that even part two of the Brisa is talking about Tumas Basar. Seivanami b'Tumas Basar. There is a halacha about the Basar that's unique to Pesach and doesn't apply to other Karbanos. What is that? Umay inanoi b'chol hazvachim. The following. Di'ilu b'chol hazvachim by all other Karbanos. So this is an important yisod we've mentioned and we're going to come back to again. But here it comes again. Di'ilu b'chol hazvachim by all other Karbanos. Let's say during the process of the avoda something becomes tameh. Beinchenit v'chela v'abasar kayam. There are two parts of the carbon. The part that's going to be burned on the mizbeach, that's the chela, that's the fats, and then there's a part that's going to be eaten by the kohanim, that's the basar. So by all other karbanos, if one of them becomes tameh, whether it's the chela that becomes tameh or beinchenit v'abasar v'chela v'kayam zorek as adam, you continue doing the avoda. You sprinkle the blood. It's okay. So something became tameh. Big deal. It's okay. You continue the process. V'ilu b'pesach. But by carbon pesach, which has a focus on eating, as we mentioned, Pesach has a focus on eating. So then the halacha is nitma chelav ubasar kayim. Only if the basar is not tamei zoriges adam, but nitma basar chelav kayim inu zoriges adam. So that's what the brisa means. The second line of the brisa, which said there's a difference in hilchas tuma between Pesach and other karbanos, there is a way to interpret that it's talking about tumas basar, similar to part one of the brisa. In the case of where the basar becomes tameh, do you still continue the process? By other karbanos, you do. By Pesach, you don't, because by Pesach, if you're not going to eat the Karban Pesach, just forget the whole thing. Don't do the Zrika anymore. That's part two. So now we get to the third line of the Brisa. But Mayu Kimta, how have we interpreted the Brisa now? But Tumas Basar, part one and two of the Brisa is about, we figured out a way to interpret it as the basar becoming tameh, but Ema Seifa, part three of the Brisa, we have to figure out, where it says the following. When we say that you want to compare RL and Pigle versus Tuma. and we say done in davar shlo hutter michlalo mi davar shlo hutter michlalo, we're going to compare cases which never has a heter where it's a problem. RL, if you're an RL, you can never bring a Pesach. If you are pigol, is always a problem. Tuma has some heter. Even if something is tummy, it has a heter. So Gemara is going to, what heter? What's the heter of tuma? So we already mentioned this already, but that's the maskana. But let's see what it says. So tuma has a heter. So b'may. So what's the case that tuma has a heter? Ilema b'tumas basar heichahutra. What? Where the basar becomes tummy? Where do you ever have a case where tuma is mutter when the basar became tummy? We just said what we just say from the Mishnah by Karban Pesach. If the basar becomes tummy, everything's ruined. So where do you have a case where basar is allowed? So elab shita b'tumas gavre. It must be where the people become tamei, and we know that's the concept of tuma hutra b'tzibur. If rove of Klal Yisrael are tamei, right? If let's say Mashiach is going to come tomorrow, let's say he comes in 3 weeks. Let's say Mashiach comes the day before, 2 days before Pesach, right? About Nisan, he's coming in Nisan, so everybody's going to be tamei meis. You know what? We're going to bring the Karban Pesach anyway. Tuma hutra b'tzibur. We're going to bring it anyway. So that's the case where tuma has a heter. So Gemara says, but heichah hutra michlala b'tzibur. So that heichah hutra michlala b'tzibur. That's tuma hutra b'tzibur. So again, we say, but according to this though, the first two parts of the brisa is a case where the basar is tame. The third part of the brisa is where the people are tame. Is that good? Is that smooth? So reisha b'tumas basar, seva b'tumas gavre. So again, two answers. In shem tuma kapara, first answer is that yeah, it's all about tuma, so it's okay. Or v'yibayisema, no, kulo b'tumas basar. You could even find a case where if the basar is tame, there's still a case where it's mutter. When do you have a case where the basar tamei is mutter? Again, by Karban Pesach. This is an even greater chiddush by Karban Pesach. The Mishnah later on in Daf Mem Vav. Veheicha hutra betumas Pesach. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, Pesach, Karban Pesach, not only if most people are tamei, are they going to bring the Karban Pesach, but you know what? We're even going to eat the Karban Pesach. Ditznan, Pesach haba betuma, neachal betuma. Shloba mitchilaso ela la'achila. That's the key line. Shloba mitchilaso ela la'achila. That's what Karban Pesach is about. It's about eating the Karban Pesach. And that's why it's a rule breaker, different than other karbanos. The focus is eating. If the basar became tamei by an individual, you forget the whole thing, you don't continue. If it's tamei and you had a heter to do it, you eat it even though the basar is tamei. Tremendous chidush by Karban Pesach. But that's how you interpret the brisa. So all three parts are about tumas basar.
Isn't this Yibayis Ema really just an outgrowth of tumas basar?
This ibayis ema, yeah, but it goes one step further. Tumah hutra b'tzibur doesn't only mean that you bring it, but during the process you even get to eat it. Because tumah hutra b'tzibur is only when the people are tamei, not when the Pesach is tamei. When the people are tamei, you say tumah hutra b'tzibur. But here saying, even in a case where the people are tamei, you're still going to even be able to eat it. That's the added chiddush of this last line. Period. Okay, Masav Rav Huna. So now we get back to what we were talking about earlier on the Amud. What did we just do for the past 25 lines? All we did was interpret the Braisa we had yesterday. The Braisa had a discussion about Tuma, RL, and Pigle. What's the case of Tuma being discussed in the Braisa? So we just figured out that it could be talking about Tuma's Basar in all throughout the Braisa. That's what we did. So now we're up to, let's get back to the discussion of Hoel. We had a discussion of Hoel at the beginning of the Amud today, where one Shita said, Rav Chista had said, since a person could get a Bris Milah, so it's as if he had a Bris Milah, and therefore he's in the parsha of Karban Pesach. That's what we said, Hoel. So now the Gemara is going to bring in another Hoel, another case of sins. That if you say Hoel in one case, why don't you say it in the following case? What's the case? This follows. Masiv, yeah, Alex.
Somebody who's first, someone who has hemophilia,
right?
From
Pesach. So again, somebody who has hemophilia, he's an ones. I don't know if he's exempt, he's not held accountable. I mean, he has no choice. Let's say somebody's on Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't have a shofar. What can he do? He can't. He's not putter. He just can't do it. Hashem doesn't hold him accountable.
But arms.
Right. So he can't put on tefillin. So there, it's a little. It could be the same case, but it could be that he can't do it. He can't do it. But he's obviously not doing anything wrong. But there's a question whether you consider that the obligation doesn't exist, or there is an obligation, but you just can't fulfill it. Either way, that's a case of difference in lumdis. How do you think about it? Either way, but still, he can't eat it. Lamaisa, according to Rov Rishonim, he can't eat the Karban Pesach.
He cannot,
according to most. We mentioned it, Rabbeinu Tam says he can, but he can't eat it. He could do 611 mitzvahs, right? He just can't eat Karban Pesach, and he can't eat Truma. But most mitzvahs, he's fine. He's a full Jew. He could get an aliyah, and he could duchen if he's a kohen. I mean, he could do a lot. But he just can't eat the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua. So let's ask from a Braisa, Ha Pesach Sha'av Rosh Hashanah. A Korban Pesach, which its year has passed. A Korban Pesach has to be within a year, has to be 1 year old. 1 year old means before its first birthday. So let's say Rashi explains, it was born before Nisan. Let's say a Pesach is born today. And then you want to use it for next year's Pesach. It's going to be too old. It's going to be more than a year. Because once Rosh Chodesh Nisan next year comes, it's going to be two in halachic years. So it's the Pesach Shavu Shana. So let's say you have a Karim Pesach that's over the age of Pesach. So Erev Pesach, this Karim Pesach is considered a Shlamim. It's no longer a Pesach. It's possible for it to be a Pesach. As we said, whenever you have a problem with a Pesach, whether maybe it's not Erev Pesach, or anytime it's not a Pesach anymore, it turns into a Shlamim. So a Pesach Shavu Shana. So Vishachta Bizmano Lishmo. But you shechted it in its time, on Erev Pesach, l'shmo, l'shem Pesach, so it's really a shlamim that was shechted l'shem Pesach. V'chein ha-shochei l'cheirim l'shem Pesach. Or you have any other carbon that you shechted l'shem Pesach, on Bismano, on Erev Pesach. So what's the halacha? So we've said yesterday that if you shecht a Pesach shelo l'shmo, that's pasul. But what if you shecht a different carbon l'shem Pesach? So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Lazar, posel, Rabbi Shua machshir. Rabbi Lazar says, pasul, and Rabbi Shua, why? Because just like, if you shecht the Pesach shalol l'shmo, it's possible. So too, if you shecht a different carbon l'shem Pesach, is also possible. Rabbi Shua says, no, what are you talking about? Rabbi Shua says, machshir. If you have a current Pesach, the current Pesach has to have a direct connection to an owner and l'shma. But if it's a different carbon, then it doesn't, it's l'shem Pesach. L'shem, whatever you do, it's okay, it's still kosher. That is Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Taima bismano. This holds that we're being medayik in Rabbi Lazar Shita. The only reason that he says pasul is because you shechted this shlamim bismano on Erev Pesach. Hashalo bismano kosher, but if you shechted it before Pesach, it would be kosher. It's a shlamim l'shem Pesach on 3 days before Pesach, it would be kosher. V'yama, he says the Gemara, Neima, why don't you say a hoil? Hoil ubismano posel, shalo bismano nami posel. Just like if you would shecht it on Erev Pesach, it would be pasul. So too if you shechted it, it would be pasul. So again, you might say, you can say hoel anything. Since I might be in California, so ain't lo davar sof. So that's what Rabbeinu David says. The maskana is that we reject this whole thing. You can't compare all these hoels. That's how you interpret the next line of the Gemara. So Amar a papa, shiny asa, no, that case is different. But again, Rabbeinu David says, don't compare hoels. To Amar kra, va amartem zeva pesach, who behava yaso. The pasuk says, this is the current pesach, it must be Bahava Yaso in its Pesach state. And we compare Lohu L'shem Acherim V'Lacherim L'shmo. It's a special comparison between it L'shem a different carbon or other carbonos L'shem it. Bismano Shehu Pasul L'shem Acherim on Erev Pesach, where a carbon Pesach is pasul if you shechted for a different carbon, acherim psulin l'shmo. So too, there's a parallel that other carbon is l'shem, and that's also going to be pasul. Shalob bismano shehu kasher l'shem acherim, but shalob bismano, if it's in the middle of Adar, and you shecht a Pesach l'shem a different carbon, it's not a problem. Acherim k'sherim l'shmo is also going to be kosher. So again, it's a specific limud about the connection between Pesach l'shem a different carbon and a different carbon l'shem Pesach. They're both pasul on Erev Pesach. They're both kosher, not on Erev Pesach. So don't bring in hoel here. That's not what we're talking about. Okay. Yeah, so in the Chashukei Chemed, it's an interesting discussion. Here it talks about a Pesach she'av Rosh Hashanah. So the Chashukei Chemed quotes that v'nira, it appears that it would be a correct thing to do. Let's say you have animals. Let's say you're a sheep owner. You have a lot of sheep. V'nira shadavar yasherhu shesochrei kfasim yirshimu ta'arichei leida. If you have sheep, you should keep track of when they're born. Because mehiri yibana beis hamigdash, and we're going to have to know what sheep could be used for Pesach. What sheep were born this year? If you don't keep track, you know, you have 5,000 sheep in your eder, in your field, how are you going to know what could be used? Well, you're going to go to the Ur Metumim and figure, okay, this sheep is good, this sheep, what for the thousands and thousands of sheep that we're going to need? So you shouldn't rely on Insel B'chalal Neis, so says the Chashuk Echemed, it's a good idea to mark it down. V'chein Yosei Dofen, V'sharp Sulim, you can see a sheep, you're not going to know if it came out of Yosei Dofen, possible for a carbon, right, if it came out cesarean. So you're going to have to, you should make sure to which animals, it's very hard work. But if you're really maimin in the Beis HaMikdash coming very soon, you're going to do that. Mishum Yeheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. Ubishan Abba, everybody's going to need the current Pesach. He says that you find this, again, this is an amazing fact. You find halachos that are influenced based on the fact that Mashiach is going to come very soon. We had him Masechas Eirvin. If somebody says, I'm a Nazir on the day Mashiach comes. So what's the halacha? He's a Nazir every day of his life. Because it could be today Mashiach is going to come. What are you talking about? Come on, I wake up, it's going to be a regular day. No, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. Right? Or what about the Karban HaOmer? Karban HaOmer, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We say the Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser. Why is it all Aser? It could be Mashiach's Cup today. And the Karban HaOmer is not going to be brought till the afternoon. I can't eat Kaddish in the morning. Meheri this year, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. It's got to be alive. It's got to be real. That's what these halachas reflect. That Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash has to be something that's very lamaisa. And it has to affect our, it even affects halacha. Then he even quotes an amazing pshat, the Rambam in Hilchos Para Aduma. The Rambam writes as follows. Tisha para adumos naasu mishin itztavu b'mitzvah zu acharav bay shniya. There's been 9 para adumos from the time that para aduma was commanded. We just read Parshas Para until the korban bayis. Va'asiris yaseh melech haMashiach. And the 10th one Mashiach is going to do mehera yigola amen kenihi ratzon. That's the Rambam talking. So ask the chashur. That's not usual for the Rambam. Mehera yigola amen kenihi ratzon. So what's sarach bi? What's the Rambam talking about? So he says that, no, he says, the pshat of the Rambam is that the Rambam himself writes in Hilchos Malachim, Shalo dai l'ha'amin b'mashiach, ela chayavim gagum l'chakos l'biyaso. It's got to be real. If you mention, the Rambam can't mention para aduma when Mashiach comes without saying, and he better come soon. It's like automatic. The Rambam can't not say that. So once he says, the tenth para aduma, mehera, that he's going to come, ame mehera, yigala ken yiratzon. He's got to say that. You can't say the words of Mashiach without saying, oh, come soon. That's part of the Mahu, it's part of who he is. It's amazing. It's unusual Rambam. Hilchas Paragimel and the end of Hilchas Paraduma. Look at that Rambam. Right? Mahira Yigala Amekin Yiratzon. Again, that's the Rambam. And therefore, we learn from here, your sheep owner should keep track of your animals. Biter. Period. Okay. 3 lines of a story. Rif Simlai. Asala Kameh Rabbi Yochanan. Rif Simlai came in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Nisi Lai Meir Sefer Yuchsin. Teach me Sefer Yuchsin, which Rashi explains was a Tanaitic text which explained Psukim in Divrei Hayamim. That's what Rashi says. Nitzli Meir Sefer Yuchsin. Amalei, right, because Divrei Hayamim is all about the Yichus, all the way from Adam and Chava, all the way down. So teach me it. Amalei Mehechanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, where are you from? Amalei Milud, I'm from Lud. Umehechan Mosvechan, where do you live? Benarda, I live in Arda. Amalei, oh, then, if Lud in Arda, no good. Amalei, Ein Shonin, says on the side, Lo Luludim, Lo Lanardim. I can't teach you this. The rule is you can't teach this to people for Ludim or Nahardim. The Kol Shekein, and you have both problems. Da'at mi Ludu, Mosvich ben Arda. You're from Lud and you live in Arda, so sorry, I can't teach you Sefer Yuchsin. Kafki ve'arsi. Okay, force him, he finally convinced him to teach it to him. So Amalei, Nisti begim yarche. Teach it to me, I want to take a 3-month course. Teach it to me in 3 months. Shokal kala pasakve. All of a sudden he picks up some, Rabbi Yochanan picks up some dirt and throws it at him. 3 months? Amalei umay Bruria, the bis of Rabbi Meir, Barti Rabbi Chinim Betradion. Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir and the daughter of Rabbi Chinim Betradion. Titania plus Mea Shmeitza, Biyoma, Megimel Mea Ravasa. She learned 300 sugyas from 300 Rabbeim every day. And even in 3 years, she didn't learn everything that she was supposed to learn. And you want to learn this in 3 months? You can't learn the old Sefer Yochsin in 3 months. So therefore he says, okay, so he wasn't teaching him. So on his way out, he was about to ask him a question. Okay, so we'll get to that in a second. Why did he throw dirt at him? Why didn't he just say, you know, I can't, you know, what kind of question is that? Why did he throw dirt at him? Asked the Ben Yehoyada.
Like a cold shower.
Okay, it's like a cold shower. We threw him out. But he says, where is this? Lama Hishlachalov Kala, dirt. So he says, first of all, he thought he saw like a little gassus ruach in him. He thought it's a little bug gaiva. 3 months, teach me the whole thing. So he wanted to teach him about, I can't teach that type of lima to you. So kala, which is dirt in Aramaic, is gematria anava. That's what he says. So he says anava, he says, that's what he says teaching him. He's telling him why he can't teach it to him. But I thought you could say otherwise, and he alludes to this in the last line. No, dirt is vanochi afra va'efer. Forget gematrias. That dirt symbolizes anivus by Avram Avinu, vanochi afra va'efer. That's why he threw dirt at him. Remember Avram Avinu. Remember his midah. That's why Dafka threw dirt at him. Either way, he threw dirt at him and he's on his way out. Kishoka v'azel, the story is brought here for the following. On his way out, Amalei Rebbe, he says, Mabin l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo l'ochla v'shalo l'ochla. He says, by the way, why is it, we have 2 Mishnayos already, why is it that when you have a thought of l'shmo and shalo l'shmo, it's pasul, and when you have a thought of l'ochla v'shalo l'ochla, it's kosher? Right, the difference in the 2 Mishnayos. Yeah, problematic thoughts about the karbon, it's a problem, even partially. About the people, it's not a problem. So Amar, why are you asking this question out of all the questions under the sun? We'll get to that in a second. Amar Le, ho, v'surva me rabbanat, since you're a rab, okay, I'll answer your question. Tava emalucha, I'll tell you. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo, you know what the difference is? Psulo begufo. If you have a kavana, l'shem, a different karban, that's an inherent psul in the guf. But if it's regarding people who could eat and not, that's not, that's an external psul. That's why as long as you have some good machshav, it's okay. Number two, lishmo v'shalol lishmo, e'efshel levaru isuran. If it's shalol lishmo, you can't pinpoint a different part of the animal and say, this is kosher and this is not kosher. Because the whole thing is shalol lishmo, part of it. Lo ochla v'shalol lo'ochla v'efshel levaru isuro. But shalol ochla, for eaters and not for eaters, you can be mevarer. Rashi gives two pshatim. The first one is that you could say, you could designate this part of the animal is for the people who cannot eat a kazayas, this part of the animal is for people who can eat a kazayas. So therefore it's less of a problem, because you could pinpoint parts of the animal where it's not a problem, and you have to do shchit on the entire animal in order to get it for the good people, for the people who can eat. Number three, lishmo v'shalol lishmo yeshta b'dal al avodos. That psul applies by all four avodos, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. You can have a problematic thought in any of them. Lo'ochla v'shalol lo'ochla v'enabar dal al avodos. No, for eaters and not eaters, that only applies in shchita, not in the zrika, as we've said. It doesn't apply in all avodos. Lishmo v'shalol lishmo yeshta b'sibur kabayachid. So again, there's a lot of different differences here. Lishmo v'shalol lishmo applies by a carbon sibur and a carbon yachid. Right? You can mess up a carbon sibur also, the shame of different carbon. Lo'ochla v'shalol lo'ochla v'enabar sibur kabayachid. But lo'ochla v'shalol lo'ochla only applies by a carbon yachid. It doesn't apply by a carbon sibur. So because of all these differences, lo'ochla v'shalol lo'ochla is less of a problematic thought and would be kosher. Unlike lishmo and shalol lishmo. One more. Ravashi amar psula bagufo v'yef shalav varari suro. Chada milsi. Ravashi just says the first two are really the same. Because it's matam amar psula bagufo mishum di'yef shalav varari suro. The reason, the reflection that it is a psul haguf is that you can't designate a different animal, part of the animal, this is kosher and this is not kosher. That's just a reflection of that. That's what shows that it is a psul haguf. Amar Mar, let's just finish. Amar Rami Bar Rav Yuda Amar Rebbe Miyom Shenigla Sefer Yuchsin, from the day that Sefer Yuchsin was hidden. Tashish Kocha Shel Chachamim. The Chachamim's power has been weakened because there's a lot of Torah and in there that we don't have anymore. The Kaha Mar Enayim, and their eyes have been weakened. Amar Razutra Bein Atzel Wa Atzel, between two psukim in Divrei Hayamim, where it says Atzel and Atzel, Ta'inu Dalin Meya Gamli Didrasha. We could have had 400 camel loads of drashas. That's how much Torah was in the Sefer Yuchsin. But all of it was Nignaz, so that's why we don't have it anymore. Okay, 2 points. Number one, the Ben Yoyada says, why did he have to ask him this question? He was on his way out. Why did he have to ask him this question? He could have asked him any question under the sun. So says the Ben Yoyada, he was saying, remember, he didn't want to teach it to him. Why? Because he was born in Lud and he lived in Nahardah. So he wanted to show to him, I happen to live in Ardol. That's not a problem. What's the first difference between Lishmo and Shalol Lishmo and Lo'ochla v'shalol lo'ochla? The difference is Psul HaGuf is not Psul HaGuf. He was telling him, I happen to live in Ardol. That's not a Psul HaGuf. I happen to live there. Lud, okay, you got me. I'm from Lud. But you're telling me I'm doubly problematic? No, I just live in Ardol. So it's not a problem for based on that. So that's why, don't fault me for that. That's why Dafka asked him this, because he wanted him to give the answer. Psul HaGuf versus not Psul HaGuf. To get him the message that it really inherently is not a problem with me. Number two is, if you look where it says that the Sefer Yuchsin was Nignaz, was hidden, Rashi says, Nishtakach. He doesn't say Nignaz. He said it was forgotten. Why did I say forgotten? Nignaz means hidden. So why not? So the Tzlach says this is Rashi L'shitaso. Because Rashi in Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Lama Gimel says, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi didn't write the Mishnah. He compiled the Mishnah. It was written hundreds and hundreds of years later. But still at the time of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, it was not written down. So Rashi can't say anything was hidden at an early stage, because nothing was written yet. What's going to be hidden? That's why it has to have been forgotten. This is against the Rambam, because the Rambam in the Havdamah to the Mishnah Torah writes that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wrote it down. That's what we usually assume. The Rabbi Yehuda Anasi compiled it and wrote it. The Rambam says Kasvam. Machlokas Rambam and Rashi, the Tzlach points out, but maybe that's why Rashi here has to say Nishtakach and not Nignas. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's year was Zeicha Nishmas Binyamin Ben Shmuel. The second sheet is that because